We learn the Gemara Kufis on the base till the after Kufis Chesam and Aleph, but into Rashi's. On the other hand, it's only one Rashi at the bottom. Pasa Hayom, the Minyan Shalosh Sudois Bo. So the word Hayom is repeated three times, which tells me three meals. Leva Metzilin Mozen Gimel Sudois. Yeloi Amr Arba. Leslie the Rabbi Chizkas, it says three meals, not four. So it's not like the Chizkas. And worse, it means that he has not eaten yet. He has eaten already, and there's three more besides. Mechal the Tanachamash Shalosh Sudais Sirle. The Baha'i Lo Ifligu. The argument isn't how many meals. The argument is El Tanachamash Sama Masha Over Kvar Lo Yatzel Rabbi Yossi Yatzel. Tanachamash says even though that meal is. Rabbi Yossi says, even though that meal has passed, he's still allowed to save that amount. And the Tanakh says, no, once it's passed, you can't save. But the number, no arguments. The more brought the Mishnah in Peya, Tamchui. Kara Gedarla, he was a large bull. The governed bull, Gaboyim, Maichol, Mibali Batim, they would gather food. Mechalkam aniyim, they give it out to poor people. Beisudas liyom yom liyom, two meals per day each day. So a person has two meals worth of yitzel. Since he has today's meal, nisogarzel aniyim, he's taking it from other people who need for the day and who don't have. Kupa, is not food, but it's mos, it's money. The farthest aniyim, the reason why zal sisudas a kupa. Is some people were not comfortable taking from the tamkhoi the food. They'd rather get money, which can be done a little more discreetly. They can go buy their own. The zilahu mills of the tamkhoi, they were comfortable with the it's embarrassing for them, the tamkhoi. Mishtakam Erev Shabbos, this is given out Erev Shabbos for the week, and it says that you have Yudalas for this, Yudimitis Kupa, Shoyachot Lahamtin, Erev Shabbos Abor. He has 14 meals worth, he can wait till next week, because the Kupa was 14 meals worth. Abakashiyeshla Mosin Yud Beis, he only has 12 meals worth. Yitzel. Shredot Lot Techalik Oid Ashigil Erev Shabbos. They won't get out the Kupa until next week, Erev Shabbos. And that's not enough for him. He won't make it till next Erev Shabbos. He won't have enough food. Shredot Techalik, Hered Lashivas, Shiva Yemeah Shabbos, Yechem Yudal Sudas. And for the 7 days, you need 14 meals. So, Morris says, it doesn't work according to anybody. It's either be 15 or 16 meals in a week. Two per day and three on Shabbos. So Morris says that we tell him that the meal that he has, he has going to eat Mazir Shabbos, he should eat on Shabbos. Akhul Shabbat. The Shabbat is a chalal samach le'arab. You can eat it towards evening. Well, the tzarech lecha b'alad. You won't need to eat malav malka Mazir Shabbos. Oh, but the meaning of the command, the Adam said, Adam shulchanah b'Mazir Shabbos. The person is supposed to have a meal of malav malka after Shabbos. Hani milin the man de'ef shalait, if it's possible. But the person who doesn't have that meal's worth shouldn't do it. The verse says, but according to Reb Chizki, how's it going to work? From you eat Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. The verse says, so the whole Erev Shabbos, the Tanisa Masvina Leib, the Tamiya, you leave him fasting? Oh, how many Reb Kiva? He, Linyan Suda Shabbos, the man to Efshalay, a person who's able to have four Shabbos meals, he can remember Kirabana, he can remember Kirab Kitcha, I can understand either way. Either he has three or he has four. Meal hides itself with this person who is coming on to charity. Yasu Shabbat Tochol below Yatul Alacherim Kloyd Shabse Sov. So him, it's proper that he should not add extra and force and require the people to pay for his needs. And pay for his covered Shabbos. That's a Rekiva Sheet. Now, it's interesting, this Rashi is interesting because in the way it's put down in halacha, where the bir halacha comes out, it's not like this Rashi. Other Rishonim argue with Rashi. I'm not sure how they're going to learn this Gemara. I don't remember how they're doing this Gemara, but they is a case of a person who has enough money to provide for Shabbos meals with only two. He'll end up eating weekday meals. He'll have his cereal, he'll have his slice of bread and a cereal. He'll have what to eat, but he doesn't afford more. If he would take charity, he'll be able to do it. But he's not taking charity anyway. So in the case of a person taking charity anyway, then you should you could take a kavod Shabbos. If the only reason why you're taking charity is to be able to turn your Shabbos into your weekday Shabbos into a Shabbos dikah Shabbos, that you shouldn't take. But if you're taking charity already anyway, then you're allowed to take enough to be able to have a Shabbos dikah meal. So I don't know how he's going to learn this Gemara. To a case where the person, like I said before, he has 12 meals. A person who has 14 meals shouldn't take from the kupa. It means this person rolls in, he has 14 meals. So he has enough to give each day two meals. So we're saying he shouldn't take. What do you mean shouldn't take? He needs two more, or he needs one more. Then you shouldn't take. Because if you have 14 already, so what do you take? It means you're only taking just off the covered Shabbos. That's what Rekivas did. And Echonami, the fellow only had 13, so he had to take anyway, so he takes enough for it. Then he takes 15. Not 14. That's what they're going to want. Okay, but hold it now back on the Gemara, middle of the page. Hold it now in person, however, a Ani who is he's not staying overnight, we give him something to take along with him. We don't give less than Mikikar Bepundiyon, a loaf of bread which can be brought, can be bought, for a Pundiyon. When midalat soin besela, when four saws worth of flour is being sold for a sela, which means that one saw would cost you a quarter of a sela. So Rashi makes the calculation: a pundian is 1/48 of a sela. And a kikar, which so for 1/4 of a sela you get one saw's worth. So this is going to be 1/12 of the size of a saw. So Rashi says that was a loaf of bread, which is enough for a day and a night. And that was two meals worth. Let's say the person stays overnight. So Nesimon Penosis Lino, we give him what he needs to be able to spend the night. Him Shabbos, he stays for Shabbos. Nesimon Moshe Gimel, we give him three meals worth. Leim Rabbanon, he will have Reb Chitka. That's Rabbanon, three meals, not four meals. So Moshe Lalem Reb Chitka, the Moshe that can go to Reb Chitka also. If you're going to Ikas Suda Bahadei, the person had another meal with him, so he'll take the one that he has and three more, and he has four. The Mor says, okay, but if that's the case, he's going to leave right after Shabbos and he has nothing to take with him. Malvina lay suda bade, we give him a suda to take with him, besides, when he leaves. Mor says, my pronosis, Lina, what does he mean pronosis? Lina, omer a papio, purya ube sadja. Purya is a bed, and besadja is the, like a pillow or something to put under his head. Rashi. A person under the oni ha'ibra, mimokam, shayna lawn, but Lina, at slami, belayla, at slami, not staying for the night. You give him a kikar, halakuach b'pundiyon, which is bought for a pundiyon, kishashar, dalas soyin b'sela. When the market price is 4 saw sell for a seller, 4 saw of wheat, so a loaf of bread which you would buy at that in that type of market, v'apundin is echem yud beis b'dinner, who echem yud memches b'seller, is 4 dinar in a seller. So and this is 1/12 of a dinner, it means there's 48 in a seller. And the more actually comes out that really the size of the kicker you're referring to is the size of the kicker referring to if you sell the wheat for dollar soy and basella, a pundion's worth of wheat a pundion's worth of a loaf of bread is not 1/48 of this 4 saw. It's not 1/12 of a saw, it's 1/24 of a saw, because there's the cost of wood, there's the cost of, you know, and the baker makes some money on it also. So basically the cost of the loaf of bread will be double the cost of the wheat, you know, the labor and everything like that. So the size that we're talking about, it's really 1/96 of a 4 saw, or 1/24 of a saw, not 1/12 of a saw. And the more makes a cheshver that that's enough for the Shibur Chachamim, the state sudas hayam v'halayla. It's enough for 2 meals. One, necessarily necessarily, come on the far shema, he more explains what it is. Shere suda shel laila, michal kikir hi. So it can't mean parnasas lina, the need to cover his food. That was already the kikar. Kikar zu misharinon be'erivin l'mazon shtei sudas le'ruvit tchumen. This is the same shear which we use when we calculate 2 meals worth for ruvit tchumen. It's the same shear. Im shabbos etzel b'shabbos, he says b'shabbos, so you give him 3 meals. My parnasas lina ha kibalei sudas la'li. He got food, means beis yadja. So the puri is a bed. Beis yadja is levodim. So the bottom usually are more like a felt or something like that. It's, you know, it's like some type of felt thing which you would use to put under the head. Pultura is like felt. Okay. So Tosafot asks the kasha. The case of the brisa was that. In the case of the Mishnah was he already had 1 meal, so why are we giving him 2 meals when he's leaving? He already has 1 meal, so let him eat his meal now, and we'll give him 1 more meal, and the whole Mishnah is on the same case. The more answers, because he has a meal already, so if he has a meal with him, it's only given 3. So why when he's leaving, why only give him? Why do you give him 2? You should only give him 1. Tosafot says that you give him. They don't give a tamcha b'layla. So wherever he's going to, there's going to be him. He has the meal now with him. That's for today. He travels, he's not staying overnight, the case. So he needs, wherever he gets to, he's not going to get any food there. So he needs, that's the food for the next night. And then we leave him with another meal for the following day, because until they give out the tamchi, he's not going to eat. We want to have him, he should have something with him for the following day. Tanra Bodhan. Karash Achav and Arvis talk about meals. So we said, so the bowls, the plate that you used for the Friday night meal, Madichin, you ought to wash them, Lechob and Shachris, to use it to eat for Shabbos day. Shachris, Madichin, Lechob and Betzorayim. Betzorayim, Madichin, Lechob and Bemincha. If you use them early morning, so you maybe want to have something Betzorayim. So I actually, one of the four Shulamans of this price is going like Rav Chizkiah, that there was 4 meals. so there will be one in the morning, one in the midday, the tzaraim, and one by the time of mincha time. Min mincha ve'elach shuv en ha'mediach. You don't wash anymore. You don't even need to wash. So we're not going to be we might do the tircha of washing for something that's just the tzarachal. Al v'kerses v'kiteni yos v'tzluchi yos. The cups, kiteni yos are like a jug. Tzluchis is also something like a type of a container of liquid. Mediach v'elach kol hayom. That's the whole day. Kuloi l'fishen, you're allowed to keep washing. L'fishen came kevel l'shtir. You always might take another drink. You're not planning another meal. You might take another drink. So there's never like a, there's always a possibility a person will be taking a drink. Okay, that's the halacha of Rashi. Yishuvein amediach dein hadachazu ela l'chol. This washing you're not doing for Shabbos. You're doing it for after Shabbos that you can't do on Shabbos. Now we're going to go into the world of Agadah for a little bit. We talked about Shusur Shabbos. We'll talk about the Gadot of Shusur Shabbos. Amar Shimon ben Tazi, Amar Shimon Levi, Mishum Bar Kapora, Kol Makayim Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos, Nitzel Mishalosh Puraniyos. A person keeps fulfills the three meals of Shabbos will be saved from three dangers. Mechevel Shem Mashiach, the Puraniyos of Mechevel Shem Mashiach, Umidina Shal Gehenim, the person will be saved from Gehenim, Umimachemes Goy Gumogay, and the war which will come. Where Gog, who is the king of the country called Magog, will be the war which will take place prior to the Mashiach coming. Sechevel Mashiach is the other parts besides that. He'll be saved from these three things. Where do you see that from? Sechevel Mashiach, it says, Ksiv Hocha Hayom, it says, B'Shabbos, Shabbos Hayom. Ksiv Hossam Hinei Anochi Shalech Lechem Esel Yom. Nabi Lifnei Boi Yom Hashem. Says Yom. There'll be a day of anger that day. The day of punishment. The pasuk refers to the day that Gog will come against Eretz Yisrael. So, the keeping of Shabbos, which is the, like the more is going to talk about, the keeping of Shabbos is the person's expression in the enjoyment of Shabbos, that he believes that Shabbos is a special day, so that indication of the emunah that he has in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Baruch Hu was the one who created the Bach says that you have in davening, there's three Shabboses which he mentioned in davening. Three Shabboses are the Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis. You mentioned Friday night, talk about the Baruch Hu's creation. Shabbos morning we talk about the Shabbos of Matan Torah is given on Shabbos. We talk about Yismach Moshe B'Mat Ascholkai, the Shabbos of Matan Torah, and by Yishal Shudas, by Mincha time, we talk about the Torah Chodeshim HaChod, the time of Kodesh Baruch will be one, the time of when Mashiach will come. So, a person by being Anik Shabbos is expressing his belief in those three Shabboses. So, because he believes in the Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was the one who was in control, so he will say from Chavos from Mashiach that the Baruch Hu is in control, whatever happens, because he believes in the Shabbos of Matan Torah. So he believes in the Torah. That's what saves him from Gehenna, because of the process of never keeping the Torah, etc. And because he believes in the Emuna in the coming of Mashiach, Gog who's directly against the coming of Mashiach, so he'll be able to overcome that also. Amar Berachah Mishum Rav Yosi Kol Amanik is a Shabbos. Meisalon Leistnin Loi Nachalah Beli Mitzrayim. A person who gives Einik to Shabbos, he enjoys the Shabbos, so he'll be given a portion, an inheritance, literally a portion which has no limits. Shneamar says a pasuk in Yeshaya, which we actually lay on the Haftarah of Yom Kippur. Otzi zanak al Hashem, you'll be anak al Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now the pasuk says, you cross the Shabbos anak, because Hashem chubod v'chibat the meses tzurchach v'mishuchat v'adabr dover. Otzi zanak al Hashem, for your katicha b'masei oretz. Hashem says, you will, if you keep your manak Shabbos, you'll be zechadim mitanak al Hashem. and the Bereshim will let him get you overcome the high, be in the high places of the world. And you'll get the portion of inheritance of Yaakov. What's Yaakov? Like Avram, Shekasev by Kum, he's halach ba'oritz la'arka la'rachba, kinuchat nena la'zarecha. You'll get the land, this specific land, but that's it. These lands. You're just going to keep spreading north, south, east, and west. You're just going to keep going. So that's Nachlas Yaakov of that's not Nachlas Yaakov. Revolba and Ali Shur says, you know, Chazal, when they talk about the schar of something, schar in the Bereshim's world is always matim to what the what the item is. It's not like, you know, because you're a good boy, I give you a dollar. The dollar is not directly, doesn't define what you're getting. In the world of Torah, a person gets the schar of Shabbos being a nachal b'mitzorah, means Shabbos has an element of b'mitzorah in it. Shabbos is the world where a person can expand without any limits. So how is that? Of course, Shabbos is the most limited day that we have. The whole, all of Shabbos is the world of limits. So why is the expression of the innermost understanding of Shabbos is an expression of expansion when Shabbos itself is limiting? So I think I told you I had this story. I was working with this my wife and I had been involved with a family. I went to the woman passed away. I went to the Levaya. I spoke by the Levaya. So after they met one of the woman's friends who wasn't from, and I told my son, he comes out, this is in Dayton, Ohio. So he comes out to Cleveland. He had family in Cleveland, stopped by the yeshiva. So he stops by yeshiva. Comes out a few weeks later. He comes up, stops by yeshiva, and there's a Sunday morning program they have for people which had very little background. They weren't from. So he used to go. He went to the program, and afterwards, you know, we talked a little bit. So he asked him, "So what do you think?" He says, "Rabbi, you live in a box, and you interact with the world from your box." That was what he told me. He wasn't saying it as a compliment.
No.
Tel Teshuva is this beautiful 60-acre campus. You actually can live in a box if you want over there. You don't need to go off of the campus. It's wonderful, you know, especially a Bucher for sure. Like, when we were Bucher, those guys who stayed on campus straight the whole 6-month winter, they didn't go off campus. There wasn't a need to. There was a canteen. There was a cleaning. The cleaner service used to come in and pick up the clothing and bring it back at the end of the week. There was a bookstore. There was a mikveh for men. There was a mikveh for ladies also, but that wasn't, you know, there was a separate mikveh for men. There was a haberdashery used to sell pens, paper, earmuffs, galoshes. You know, there's no need. There was a doctor came in once a week to the yeshiva. There was no need to leave campus, and those people didn't leave campus. You sat and learned for 6 months straight. It was awesome. He says, "You live in a box." So he says, "You know, according to you, limits are a bad thing. That's what you're telling me." So I was going to ask you a question. The fellow goes up to college, and he's not sure he wants to do with his life. He's an intelligent fellow. He's not sure. He wants to go into law. He wants to go into science. He wants to go into some type of, you know, maybe becoming an English professor. So he takes some classes in literature and some classes in science and some classes in basic law. And he said, maybe architecture. So he takes some classes in engineering. The guy's taking like a workload of like 16 courses, you know, because he's not sure what he wants to do with his life, you know. He says, after 3 years, he says, "I can't do this anymore." So he says, "You know what? I'm going to become an architect." So he drops all of the science courses, you know, the bio courses. And he drops the English lit courses. And he drops all of the law courses. And he focuses on his engineering courses. Quincy, that's a pretty sad day. I have to tell you, chances are the rest of his life he'll never be a lawyer, he'll never be a doctor, he'll never be an English literature professor. He's going to become an architect. That's pretty sad, isn't it? He's limited. Or you say, no, limits allow you to focus on what you're doing and do it well. You think going to a shul and you can't sit next to your wife is a bad thing, it's limiting. Well, maybe if the purpose of shul is fraternizing with your wife, that you're right. The purpose of shul is communing with God, so maybe the limit allows you to commune better. Limits aren't a bad thing. Limits allow you to become aware of something. Limits, I think, are a doorway into another world, which allows you to get that the best which is possible. So Rav Volpe says that Shabbos is not a limit. Shabbos is taking away all of the distractions to allow you to focus on what being with Kodesh Baruch, which you can't do during the week. So, and being with Kodesh Baruch has no limits. So Shabbos is not a world of Mitzarim, it's a world without Mitzarim. Because Mitzarim, the only way we create expansion is through limits. Rav Volpe doesn't quote my story, but that's it. I have to tell you, I never thought about this, but it was like the Russian puts words in your mouth. I was honest, you know, like Russian, I said, after I said, Russian, thank you. I never thought about it before, but like the answer came to me on the spot. Like, you know, like, wow. See how that is my, okay. Menachem Yitzchak Nitzel Mishibat Golias, he's also saved from Shibat Golias, the Ksiv Hacha, Mikarticha B'Masei Oretz, Ksiv Hasim, Atah B'Masei Mosidrech. That you will, overcome and walk on top of these high places. Now, I mean, the hard part you have about this, you know, so what does the more mean? It says, you know, I mean, so there's people who were Meshomer Shabbos tremendously and never went through Shavuot Golias. You know, there were some Gansfana Yidden who were Meshomer Shabbos and went through the Mokoma in Auschwitz for 6 years. You know, the ones who survived, the ones who didn't survive. So, what exactly does it mean? It's, we say, well, he's nitzel. We don't know what could have been, right? That's one answer. He's nitzel dinu shel gehenna reshiv rukhaim. But we said, you know, the mile of what two taught him is that there's a what gehenna looks like. What gehenna looks like. You know, you got to feel of what it means that din the Bershom punishes. You know, there is a meanness of din in the world. You know. So he has to listen, you know, that the person has chusim, and sometimes that's the simple answer. On the other hand, the people who were able to hold on to Shabbos, you know, they, in some sense, they didn't have a shibud golius. They had golius, and they had pain, and they had, but they didn't have a shibud because they were able to rise above it. And the stories you have about, you know, the most downtrodden Jew, but it came Shabbos, he was a king in his own home. You know, even in a very pragmatic sense, Shabbos gave Kaisel an outlet that we were not. We rose above the goy next to us. So that you'll be misanagal as Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you'll give what you desire. Okay. Any of that mahu? What is the loch of how you makai manik? So the pasuk over there says until Bizanagal Hashem doesn't say what it's referring to. I have a pasuk in Yeshaya across the Shabbos Oynig, Habi Yomer Zeh Oynig Shabbos, it's from the Oynig Shabbos. B'mama Ankar, what is the proper way to do Oynig Shabbos? Rehudah Berei the Rav Shmuel, Vashilas Mishmei the Rav, Omer B'tav Shal Shal Trodin, an expensive type of a beet type of a concoction, B'dog and G'dalim, large fish, B'Rosh Shuman in the tops of the Shuman of the garlics. That was considered for them a delicacy. Rechibar Ashiyam, Rav Afilu Dover Muat, the Kovet Shabbos, so Hareza Einig. No. Even if it's a minimal amount, if you did it with Kovet Shabbos, that's your Einig. What do you have in mind? Omer Papa, Kasa Daharsana, it's referring to that little fish that they used to fry together with in the oil of its entrails and flour. Even that, so it's a little fried fish. So, you know, picture fried fish as your Shabbos, like a Michael, but you did the Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. So that's considered our next Shabbos.
It's interesting that they didn't bring up meat.
Well, we say no, the minimal amount. Oh. There were places where fish was considered more expensive than meat. I mean, I think nowadays some tuna steaks are more expensive than meat.
Yeah.
Okay. Amr Chibar Abba Amr B'Yechanon. He does Avodazara like the generation of Enosh. So why specifically like Enosh? There's two approaches. One is it's limiting the point. Enosh was the first generation which did Avodazara. They didn't, like Rambam says, they didn't drop into full flesh of Avodazara. They believed in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but they believed they needed intermediaries. So it wasn't the same Avodazara, total denial of Hashem. Or alternatively, Dor Enosh was the worst generation, because that, the generation which turned away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Dor Enosh. So there's before Shem learned it both directions. It either was stressing how terrible it was, or it wasn't so bad. We'll be able to help you. The Bereshim is Meichel. In other words, the Yesed of the Zora is the Denal Kadosh Baruch Hu. The person who even so will hold on to Shabbos, the Shabbos acts as the person's acceptance of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's control, etc., and that'll work to correct it. Shneimar. Ashri Enosh Yasezos. Uvenadam Yachazik. Shomer Shabbos Michalaloi. Person Shomer Shabbos from being Michalaloi. Now, what else does Shomer Shabbos mean? In the Chumash doesn't say Shomer Shabbos Michalaloi. We know what Shomer Shabbos means. So why does the Pasuk say, and a person of Shomer Shabbos from the over, from trans, you're careful with Shabbos not to transgress it? I mean, that's what it means, Shomer Shabbos. So the extra word, Vidarshan, I'll take it Michalaloi, Ella Mochol Loi. Kept that first Shabbos that they were given, the Shabbos of the Mon. Had they kept it, the other nations would not have had any power over Klal Yisrael. They went out, they didn't keep Moshe Rabbeinu's warning not to keep Shabbos. They didn't listen. They went out to collect. Even though they didn't actually collect, there was nothing to collect, but they wanted to, and it's also lacking in the Shmira Shabbos. So, and the next parsha is where Yavoyah Molech, Molech came. That's when the nations came to have power over Klal Yisrael. Now, then they had to do one. Now that we didn't get it straight, if all Klal Yisrael would keep two, we need to correct and then build on it. Two Shabbosos Kilchosim properly miyad nigolim. All Klal Yisrael will be saved. Shemar Karmar Hashem. Lasar Bishim Hashem Yishmeru Hashabbos Yisai. If they'll keep my Shabbos Yisai plural, Tibasrei, we have Yosim Al Harkachi. We will all be brought back there to Israel. Okay, let's see Rashi. Back on the Aleph. Chelo she Mashiach. Kiramina b'ksuvis. Dor she ben David. Boy. The generation which David Melch comes in. Kategor b'tamin hachamim will be a war against tamin hachamim. Shemim v'oid ba Assyria. So chebla is lashon chebla year later. The more goes through a list of this various different things that are going to happen in that generation. It's called Chevel Mashiach. Limit Zorim, Korma Ein Law Kates. It has no limit. Also, it's Anik, Bosser, because the Shabbos Anik, see, it says, Kross the Shabbos Anik, then you'll be Tanik Al Hashem, and you'll get Nachos Yaakov Avicho, Nachos Yaakov, or Nachos Avrom Yitzchok. Avrom got La Orchel of Rochba, Eretz Zubel Yosun. Yitzchok and Horatz is away, all the Suloi, nothing further. And Yaakov got limitless. Kashif, who was considered something which was significant. Rosh Hashumin, Chashumin, Hoya Lehen. Kashif, the Harsinah, is Dogim Ketanim, Mitzugonim, Beshemin, Beshemin, Treveyan, Ubekemach. They were fried in the oil from the entrails of the fish and with flour. The Renush, Hiskul, Abad Abad Azor, Deceive, Oz, Hukalik, Rabbit, as the Pasuk says, that they started doing Abad Azor. It says Basrei after that parsha says Baso Parsha says Amalek came. Okay. The more important what? For Shabbos, the Yom Tov is a loch of meat. This morning, Gemara for sure there was a loch of meat. This morning says Mechalik Zamban and Shulchan Aruch, but there's a loch of meat. We pass and there is the Shulchan Aruch pass and there is a loch of meat. This morning is there. Shabbos is no halacha of meat. There's a halacha of whatever gives you oinig, but there is a halacha of having fish. There is a Kabbalistic union of having fish. So if you enjoy meat, you should have meat on Shabbos. You enjoy chicken, you should have chicken. It's a din of oinig.
But you don't enjoy fish.
Yeah, I'm clear to eat fish. Kabbalistically, it's a Kabbalistic idea of eating fish.
If you don't enjoy it, don't eat it.
Oh, if you find it something which repulses you, don't eat it. If you
do. Like,
candy fish? You don't like the candy fish. Okay. I'm like a reform rabbi. Don't eat fish. Don't eat fish. That's not Chilul Shabbos. Okay. Amar Biyosi. So Biyosi, the Gemara is going to bring various different things that Biyosi aspired to that I wish I was able to do properly. But first one has to do with Shabbos, and once he mentions that, the Gemara brings other things that Biyosi said. Amar Biyosi, third line, white line. Gemara Yehelchalki Miyoychli Shalosh Sudas for Shabbos. I want to be, my portion should be with the people who make sure that they eat three meals on Shabbos. I want to make sure that I'm from that group. I want to be the people who finish challah every day. Ain't he? Really? We have a brisa that says, challah focuses on the nisim of Kadosh Baruch Hu did for taking us out of Mitzrayim. So a person says, yeah, Bershom was great, took out of Mitzrayim. And that's what, every day you keep saying that. Bershom, you know, gives you food. He takes care of your, you know, takes care of your health, you know. Like, the only thing you can think of is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that person's a Makar from a goddess. Tomorrow answers, Ki Kamrinan, the Psukkah de Zimra. He means the Psukkah which we say in Davening, called Psukkah de Zimra. This is the way the one place where the Mordor refers to the Psukkah de Zimra. He means he wants to finish those Psukkim every day. I want to be with the people who make sure that they daven with the rays of the sun. They daven shacharis, what we call kibasikin, at the sunrise, and they actually daven mincha right before the sun goes down. The more brings on that a chazal. Amr b'chibar abba b'rbiyachanan mitzvah ispalim d'mincha. It's proper to daven d'mincha. Amr b'zera mikro. Where's the pasuk which says that? It says yeruucha im shemesh. They come to meet you, to be seen by you with the sun as the sun comes up, and if they yireach before the sun, before the moon comes out, dar darim, they always make sure that before the moon comes out, they come to greet you for mincha. I want to be one amongst the people who die from illnesses of the intestinal tract. Most tzaddikim die through chalim ayim. Rashi gives two explanations why that's so. No, I'm sorry. Tosis gives, Rashi says one shot, Tosis brings a second shot. I want to be amongst the people who die on the way to a mitzvah. There's a medrash. I told you this medrash once. Scary medrash. The medrash says that if a person dies mitech the bar mitzvah, it's kilo kol yom of the mitzvah. He only did a veris, but if he dies in the midst of doing a mitzvah, it's as if his life was a life of mitzvah. If he dies in the midst of a Aveira, even though he did many mitzvahs, he's considered as if his life is a life of a Aveira. That's the scary part. You know, so Rabbi Rucham in his Shmuz and his Masber, like, that the goal of this world is to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you let go of the connection, you let go of the connection. He says, he gives a mashal, you know, I make up to meet somebody and I come a little bit late, If I make up to meet somebody who's coming through town on the train, come a little bit late, he's gone. I lost. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, that's shot in the mission of his Balabai's Dechik. Doesn't mean he's pressuring us, he's pressing forward. So you can't let go, because if you let go, you lost the connection. And he brings this medrash, and he said, that's shot in the medrash. It was the last one he said in his life. A little bit scary. He was nifted shortly after, but it was like the last thought he had in his mind, is the idea of holding on, you never let go. So, that's this Gemara. Gemara Biyosi. The more has minor Amr Biyosi, so we'll see if we'll finish the Gemara, we'll leave Rashi tomorrow. Amr Biyosi, Yehi Chalki, Mi Machnisei Shabbos B'Tiberia, Umi Motziei Shabbos B'Tzipuri. I want to bring in Shabbos early. Tiberia was down in the valley. They weren't sure when the sun was setting. It started getting dark early by then, so they kept running Shabbos even before the sun actually set, because they couldn't get a good view. So they bring in Shabbos early. Tzipuri, on the other hand, was up on the mountain, and they could hold on to the light of the sun going down for longer, and they would keep Matzi Shabbos law. So I want to be amongst the people which start Shabbos early and end Shabbos late. I only want the people who tells the Tamidim sit down, not the person whose job is to say, Rabbosai, it's time to go eat bread, it's time to go eat, you gotta go eat. You know, somebody's gotta do it, but I don't want to be the one who says, stop learning. That's what I feel like when I'm at the Tuesday night Besamedrish, when I give the klop, and you know, it's time to daven Maariv, like, you know, I don't like it. There was two parts of the job. The people gathered the money from the people who could afford it, and then they gave it out to the people who needed it. I'd rather be from the people who gather it than people give it out, because, you know, giving it out is a very scary thought process. Are you giving it out properly, etc.? So I'd rather not be from that group. I want to be from the group of people which they're chushing me, but I don't have that avera. I was in that situation once. They were chushing me, and it wasn't true. Rabbi Yossi, the last thing from Rabbi Yossi. No, we're not going to be mass speakers. Hold it here.